O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. The time has now come, the advent is now over, and the King comes when morning dawns. The final verse of O Come, Emmanuel is the culmination of all that we have spoken about. The Desire of Nations, though, is a curious title. Some might translate it as Treasure of Nations. Indeed, one of the versions of the translation of the Bible, known as the English Standard Version, does just this. It states, "And I will shake the nations, so that the treasures of all the nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts." The treasure of all nations is the same as saying the desire for all nations. For who would not want treasure and wealth? Jewels decorating crowns, gold flowing from the mountain, rich tapestries and silks, thrones and land. They seem so wonderful, but these are paltry treasures in comparison to what the Lord of hosts brings. The Lord of hosts brings the greatest treasure of all. Emmanuel, God with us, comes, and he brings with him everlasting life, true peace, and something which we truly need, unity. In Christ, all people, all nations are bound together. There is no longer divisions between classes or parties or peoples, for all are children of the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. The Apostle Paul states that in Christ there is no longer Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female, for all are one in Christ, saved by his death and resurrection, sealed with his promise, and made children of God. We today know how the world divides us, how communities may alienate others, cast judgments on them for not following in specific ways. The prayer of the people of God is that these sad divisions cease, that all come to know Christ, and that he will come again to bring about true peace, true kinship with one another. This is the prayer that we all pray. At the eve of the celebration of the first coming of Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, let us pray that he will come again soon to bind all to him, to bring true peace and reconciliation and kinship to all mankind. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel has come, comes to you now, and will come again. Amen.